This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado received another $250 million from the federal government for its COVID-19 expenses last week. Colorado has received around $830 million from Washington for pandemic response. New numbers from the U.S. Travel Association show tourist spending in Colorado is still down, but CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports it's starting to turn a corner.
Travelers spent $1.6 billion in Colorado in March, about 20% less than in 2019. But that's $600 million more than they spent last March, early in the pandemic. And it's the smallest decline in travel spending since the pandemic started. Visit Denver Vice President Kevin Bressler is optimistic about the summer. He says one good sign is that people are starting to book trips months in advance, rather than wait until the last minute. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
When high school student Julia Trujillo learned how limited the availability of menstrual products is in public restrooms, she decided to take action at her school in Arvada. She says pads and tampons are no different than toilet paper.
We don't expect students to carry toilet paper everywhere they go because that's ridiculous. And if everybody menstruated, then we would see period products in every public restroom.
She helped raise funds to stock period products in Arvada West High School's bathrooms. Her cause reached the state capitol last year, where a bill would have created a grant to make period products available in schools, but the bill failed because of pandemic budget cuts. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.